Hi, welcome to my little chat about animal husbandry. Some of you may have been thinking, what the heck is animal husbandry? Well, it's the science of breeding and caring for farm animals. And you may be thinking, well, sounds simple enough. But not if you get more in depth with it. So let me tell you a little more. Humanity has been modifying domesticated animals to better suit human needs for centuries. Selective breeding, or animal husbandry, involves using knowledge from several branches of science. These include genetics, statistics, reproductive physiology, and computer science. Also, it includes molecular genetics. That's a lot of different science branches. But it also goes more in depth than that. So, animal husbandry is a branch of agriculture concerned with the care and management of livestock. Animal husbandry deals with the feeding, breeding, housing, and health care of livestock for getting maximum benefits. Livestock is referring to farm animals. Farm animals such as cow, sheep, pig, horse, goat, etc. These animals are kept by humans for commercial purposes. When the word animal is used in animal husbandry, it means domesticated animals, which are rearranged mostly for economic or for recreation purposes, such as cattle, buffalo, sheep, camel, horse, pig, and all of those great things. Professionals in the field of animal husbandry include livestock, dairy, and poultry farms. These farm professionals are responsible for breeding, marketing, and caring for the animals on the farm. Daily tasks include feeding animals, cleaning stalls and pens, helping with births, and maintaining equipment. Animal husbandry professionals either perform the work themselves or oversee other workers depending on the size of the farm. In addition to animal care, animal husbandry professionals often assist in the maintenance and repair of facilities for their work. Poultry farms and fisheries are also included in animal husbandry. So, animal husbandry is essentially taking two of the same animals, breeding them to get desired traits. So, if you have a cow and then you have another cow, and the other cow has a better trait or something you want, like better meat, or it's more meaty in general, you could breed them to make a baby that has those traits. Or you have a fish and one fish is less colored and the other one is like a freaking rainbow. You could breed them, and you could make a rainbow baby fish. I don't know about you, but I would love a rainbow fish. That would just be so cool. Animal husbandry, as definition sounds, really includes a lot of science. Knowing the genetic history and the genes of an animal and of another animal to create this better version is hard to do. Because there's so much testing and looking at the animal's background. And then you have to pretty much figure out if this is something people need or what people would want in the animal. Which is really complicated because not everyone is going to have the same opinion, obviously. And some people are going to want it, some people are going to hate it, but the genetic makeup of this new animal is going to be preferred. And that's what makes animal husbandry so complicated. Is the fact that you're working with the public and science to create this brand new animal. Well, not brand new animal, but animal with new traits to be a better version of its parents. And that's all I have for my chat about animal husbandry. Thanks for listening.